Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 2, 1805. Mr. Laroque leaves. Another fine day. And the journal entry is routine and short. A discussion of daily chores follows. Clark writes today,
"A fine day, one deer killed. Our interpreter still unwell. One of the wives of the Big Belly interpreter taken sick. Mr. Laroque leaves us this day. This man is a clerk to the Northwest Company and very anxious to accompany us. Captain William Clark, February 2, 1805.
The things that get mentioned the least, but take up the most of both the Corps and the Indians' time, are the daily chores. At the fort, the soldiers draw rations daily and cook their meals by the individual messes, or squads. And, of course, there is clean-up after the meals. Sanitation is a concern, and latrines are dug, covered, and new ones dug as needed. Clothing is cleaned, and new shirts and breeches are made by the individual men. Cloth shirts have been issued to the men, but most are using tanned hides for clothing. The men make as many as 10 pairs of moccasins for their own use, and keep them in reserve. Haircuts and shaving are a routine part of personal hygiene. Inspecting and cleaning the guns is very necessary, and, as we have so often mentioned, hunting and gathering wood is a constant chore. Maintenance and cleaning of the fort is important. There is not much idle time. The Indians have quite a different daily routine. Household chores include grinding corn, cleaning their homes, feeding the horses, cooking, drying and dressing hides for trade and for personal use. The women do most of the utilitarian work, and the men do the hunting and dreaming of war. They sit and smoke the pipe, recount coup, plan the future, bargain with traders. The Mandan are planters of corn and squash, considered women's work. If the band decides to move their village to a new location, it is the responsibility of the women to pack up and make the move, using travois pulled by dogs or horses. The women also raise the children. How does the saying go? Women's work is never done. Tomorrow, boat situation alarming.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.